today, Bab Dada. Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing a court of the children of all directions who are heirs to self-sovereignty. You, the heirs to self-sovereignty, who have the right to the crown, who have the right to the crown of light, which stands for purity, as well as the tilak of consciousness, are seated in your foreheads, which is the throne of immortality. The throne for the immortal soul. this time, to the extent you experience the right to self-sovereignty, to that extent, to that extent, you are an heir to world sovereignty. In the future, what am I? Or what is my future? Can be seen by yourself on the basis of your present stage of self-sovereignty. Bab Dada was looking at the stage of self, of constant self-sovereignty of each child.
Thank you.
Bab Dada was observing whether Bab Dada was observing how much time and in how much percentage was there the intoxication of performing acts, performing actions in that alaukik stage of self-sovereignty. Whether the intoxication was constant or not. I'm sorry, today they're very long sentences, so I have to wait for the verb which comes at the end. Why? Was Baba observing that? Because there are many children who do create the thought that they are souls are self-sovereigns. But that remembrance is only in the form of a thought, to create a thought of that, that I am a self-sovereign. Which means to refresh in the memory that I am that, again and again. But the other is, the other is to become the embodiment of that right. that is to experience self-sovereignty in the self. Which means to rule, which means to rule or to order the sense organs, which are your workers as well as your cooperative companions, your mind, intellect and sanskars. Therefore, to rule over them and to order them. This means if you can do that, it means that you are self-sovereigns. All of you children are experienced in this. That Bap Dada is making you move ahead through Srimat, and all of you also are moving ahead through Srimat. The one who's making you move forward is doing so, and you are moving forward. He is making you move forward and you are moving forward. Therefore, O self-sovereign souls, O self-sovereign souls, in your self sovereignty, do your workers, that is your sense organs and your mind, intellect and sanskars, your cooperative companions, Are they moving according to your orders? Are they moving according to your orders? Are they? Are all of them moving according to your orders? Not just one or two sense organs. Try to be very delicate or sensitive and not obey. In your kingdom, is everyone moving forward accurately by keeping a balance of love and law and order? Are they moving ahead with that balance of love and law and order? Or do they sometimes disobey too? And Baba gives a sweet smile when he puts up a question in front of the children, because Papa knows everything. When you say my hands, my sanskars, my intellect, my mind, which means that when you say mine, it means you are their master. So ask yourself, am I really having the rights over them? Or does it happen that sometimes I have a right over them and at other times they have a right over me? According to the time, O Self Sovereigns, according to the time, O self-sovereigns. You have to become seated on your throne of immortality constantly and easily. Only then will you be able to give rights of mukti and jivan mukti at a fast speed to the other souls from the Father. The call of time is the call of time at this moment is to do everything at a fast speed in an unlimited way. You saw, you witnessed a small rehearsal. I was referring to the earthquake in Gujarat. You experienced, you observed a small rehearsal, or you heard about it. You saw the unlimited map at one time, didn't you? That means everything was in its unlimited state. People were screaming in unlimited way, and they were dying also. Death was also in great quantity. People were screaming very loudly. So, you know, in that scene, we saw some pictures of the dead and the alive all together, you know, lying down together, dead and the alive. So Baba is referring to that, that along with the dead, the alive were also feeling that they were feeling the desperation, the sorrow, the suffering. So it was as if they were dead too. That is, death was so bitter. Therefore, so at such a time, what is the task of you, self-sovereigns? What is the task of you, self-sovereign souls? You have to check that. Just as for the physical facilities, it is said that if an earthquake comes, you have to do like this, you have to use the facility in this way. If a storm comes, then you have to use the facility in this way. They tell all this. If there's a breakout of fire, then use this facility in this way. Similarly, all the facilities which you, the elevated souls, have, your facilities are your powers, all your powers. The power of yoga. So facility or means, you can say your means through which you can help them is your powers, all your powers, your power of yoga. The power of love, the love which should act like a magnet. All these different means. Should be used when needed, and therefore, O self-sovereign souls, are they ready to be used when needed? Do you have all the powers? Suppose someone needs the power of peace. Suppose someone needs the power of peace, and you at that time give them some other power, will they be satisfied? Just as if someone needs water, and you give that one 36 varieties of food, will he be satisfied? Therefore, to become ever ready means to become ever ready doesn't merely mean that you become bodiless and that's enough. No, of course you have to become bodiless, but all the means which you have achieved by becoming self-sovereigns, which you have received as an inheritance from God, all those rights, are they ever ready? Hope it isn't the way as it was as you must have heard in the news that the type of machinery which they needed at that time, they didn't have it, and they could use it only after it came from abroad. You know, the sniffer dogs, they came from Switzerland and some other countries to find out if there were any living beings in the debris. So Baba is referring to that. They had to get these things from abroad. That means they weren't ever ready for that. It means that they did not have all the means, the facilities, and therefore they could not use the means because they got them very late and by that time many were dead. So they didn't have those means and they could not use them because the means came late and there was so much of this, so much loss because of that. And therefore, O world benefactors, O world benefactors, O world transformer souls, are all your equipments ever ready? As Baba said, equipments or facilities or means here, our powers. Are they ready? Are all your powers under your orders? The moment you order them, that is the moment you create a thought of them, they should be available. For example, the power of decision. You think of it, and in a second, not even a second, within less than a second, the power of decision should be available in front of the self-sovereign. So are they under your order in this way? Or is it that you think of that and then it takes you a time to settle down and then you get it after a minute and then you try to give it to someone else after a long time? Does it happen like that? If one is not able to give to someone what that one needs at that moment, then what will happen? So the reply answer is understood and Baba doesn't say anything. And now, the next point. All the children must be having the thought, what is going to happen in the future and what have I to do for that? This thought must be coming in the minds of the children. What's going to happen in the future and what do I have to do for that? A lot is to happen. A lot is to happen. Baba has told you, or Baba told you, that what you saw was only a rehearsal. This was only a small bell for the preparation for 6 months. Baba said, gave 6 months to attain completion, 75% completion. And Baba said, it's only a small bell rung. It wasn't a big gong. It was just a small bell. First, after this, a big gong will ring and then the big drums will beat. Everything will happen. This was just a tiny bell.
Thank you.
Will you get frightened? Little bit frightened? And everyone laughs. The TV cameras have been turned towards the brothers and sisters. The whole hall is nearly full. So Baba's asking, will you get frightened little bit? You are the Shakti souls, the Shaktis. If you get frightened, then will you be able to show your Shakti form at that time then? Or how will you be able to show your Shakti form if you get frightened? When Baba says Shaktis, Pandavas are also included. Pandavas and Shaktis, whenever Baba says Shaktis. Therefore, whenever they show Shaktis, they show some of them with four arms, some with six arms, some with eight arms. Some even 16 arms. They don't show them as ordinary persons, people with two arms, you know. These arms they represent all the powers. This is why now emerge all the powers you have received from the Almighty. Do not think that these powers will come automatically or will be emerged by themselves at the right time or when they are needed. Actually, during the whole day, you rehearse using the different powers during the whole day towards the self. First of all, first of all, check within yourself to what extent you are able to be in a state of self-sovereignty and perform actions. You don't have to just say, I'm the master, but become a master and perform the acts through your sense organs. And then check. Whether whether each sense organ maintain the balance of love and law and obeyed you, the self-sovereign. Suppose you order, O mind, be in the remembrance of one. O mind, manmana bhav, and then, and at that time, the mind is thinking of negative thoughts or waste thoughts. Will you be able to say that your mind is in maintaining a balance of love and law? Or is your mind in law and order? You order your yourself, I have to be an embodiment of sweetness, but then according to the situation, according to the circumstance, you become, maybe you don't become a big form of anger, but even in a subtle way, if some irritation comes, or little upset, is that, can it be said that your senses are in law and order? If you get slightly upset or irritated, could that be said that your senses are in law and order? You order yourself, I have to become humble. I have to become humble. And instead of that, because of the situation or circumstance, the atmosphere, the thought may come, but for how long should I continue to suppress myself? I have to at least show that I'm something. Do I have to continue to suppress myself? Do I have to die in this way? Do I have to change? Now, if such thoughts come, then can it be said that your mind is in law and order, or is maintaining a balance of love and law? Therefore, before having mercy on the souls of the world who are screaming and are suffering, first, before that, have mercy on yourself. So before you have mercy on the other souls who are screaming or are in sorrow, have mercy on yourself. Claim your rights. Because in the future, you will have to do a very, very great task of giving Sakash, spiritual light and might, vibrations and a path, creating a powerful atmosphere by serving through the mind. You have to do this great task ahead. You have been told earlier that whoever are instrumental for whichever type of service, you have done very good service up to now, and you will continue to do good service. However, according to the time, The need of the hour is to do unlimited service at a fast speed. Baba referred to the unlimited service as giving sakash vibration. Baba mentioned earlier. So Baba is saying that that service will be needed more in the future. Therefore, every day, the first thing you should do is check yourself. And find out how far have I become a self-sovereign. The soul should become the master and use the sense organs. It should be an embodiment of the awareness that I am the master. I, the master, am working through or I'm using my sense organs. You also must have the intoxication within you that I am the master of my sense organs. Then these sense organs of yours will automatically bow before you and say, "Yes, sir." Give your orders, they will do obey your orders automatically. You won't have to work hard for that. Today the waste thoughts come and then you try to finish them. Then next moment some other sanskar comes and you try to finish that. No. You try to create or bring power of decision in you. No, it should happen all at once. All at once, all the sense organs as well as mind, intellect, sanskars. Should do whatever you want them to do. Now you tell Baba, you say, "Baba, I really wish to do that, but I'm not able to do that much as I want it to be done." But later on you will say, "Whatever I wanted to do, that I did it easily too." So did you understand what you have to do? With your rights, use your powers. Order them. Order your sanskars. Why should your sanskars order you? You should be able to order your sanskars. Sanskar. if you say, what can I do? I can't finish my old sanskars. Why should that happen? Your sanskars are bound to obey your orders. Become the masters. Become the master. Because you have to serve a lot. You need to serve others a lot. Baba saying, bahut. You have to serve a great deal. Because the delicate situations have to come. At such a time, at such a time, you have to become angels through your flying stage and then go around in all four directions and give whatever they need to others. If someone needs peace, you should be able to give that. If someone needs satisfaction, you should be able to give that. If someone needs joy, you need to give that. So as an angel, you should be able to give them sakash. And you will go around and they will experience, just as now they do experience, that they got water and their thirst was quenched. They got food and their hunger was quenched. They got some support, some shelter. Similarly, they will experience, they got peace from the angels. They got power. They got happiness. So your powerful stage at the end will become like your chariot or your subtle body, and through your subtle body you will travel in all four directions. And give powers to everyone. You will give them the means. Are you able to visualize your such form? Emerge that form of yours. How many angels are moving around in the atmosphere? And are giving sakash, spiritual light and might, to the souls in distress. Then, you know, the song which you play. You play a song, don't you? Shaktis have come, shaktis have come, shaktiyan aa gayi. The shaktis have come. Through the Shaktis, the Almighty will automatically be revealed. Shiva will be revealed through the Shaktis. So Baba saying, through the Shaktis, the Almighty will automatically be revealed. Did you hear? Whatever you have done up to now, or whatever has happened up to now, according to the time, it was the best. So whatever happened was very good. Whatever has taken place has been very good. And now, for the future, better and better is to happen. Okay, hope you were not frightened on hearing the news or seeing all that. Hope you didn't get frightened, because what happened wasn't comparatively nothing to what's going to happen in the future. You have all the means. Therefore, whatever happened was nothing compared to what you have in order to face all that. So, yes, after all, they are your brothers and sisters, those who suffered in the earthquakes. Baba is referring to them. It is good that you serve them. Sit on the throne of immortality. Sit on the throne of immortality and play the role of a self, sovereign, and then see how the wonders will happen. Even the government will get visions of you. Do not leave your throne. Do not leave your rights. Do not give up your rights. Use your rights all the time. On yourself, not on others. Don't start using your rights on others. Okay. Many new children have come. Expansion has to take place. all those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. Raise your hand high, all those who have come for the first time in this kalpa. Raise your hand. So many. Very good. Acha. Acha. The video cameras have turned around and so many hands have been raised, all our first timers. Very good. You kept the courage and reached here, didn't you? You reached here, no? And those who sat, they sat there only, they didn't come. And see what happened? Nothing happened. Because, you know, there was a rumor that on the 3rd of February, yesterday, there would be another very big earthquake. And therefore, so many were frightened to come to Madhuban. And Baba gave the message that the courageous ones will come. And therefore, Baba is saying, see, nothing happened. And Baba says, if you have courage to do any task, then you should expect success to take place. But if courage is less, then success is also less. This is why courage and fearlessness both should be there. Never get frightened. Oh, what's happening? Oh, this one is dying. That one is dying, but why are you frightened? You have to be fearless. Is it okay? Oh, sorry. That one is dying, but you have to be fearless. Yes, you have to give that soul peace. Have compassion, mercy, and that soul and help him. But not get frightened. Fear is the biggest ghost. Baba's using the word ghost. All other ghosts can be chased away, but they can be driven away, but this ghost of fear doesn't go easily. It could be fear of anything, not just the fear of death, but it could be of someone dying, but the different types of fears. There are different types of fears. Sometimes there's fear because of one's own weakness too. Therefore, the easy method for becoming fearless is to have a very clean, honest heart. If you have a clean and honest heart, then there won't be any fear. Surely, there is something which is in the heart, in the mind, which is upsetting you or disturbing you, and that's creating fear. But if the heart is clean, if the heart is clear, then the Master, the Lord, is pleased. and everyone else is also pleased. Congratulations to the new ones who have got a new life of claiming fortune from God. Therefore, congratulations to you. Many have come from abroad to all the double foreigners, raise your hand. All the double foreigners, raise your hand. Not just rough foreigners, double foreigners. All of you, raise your hands, please. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, Baba has used the English word. About 700 double foreigners are here from 40 countries. So Baba is welcoming the double foreigners. Okay. Now, Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh are the server group this time for this group. So the Sevadaris are from Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh. All those of Maharashtra, raise your hand. Big group from Maharashtra. There are many mothers too. 4,000 have come from Maharashtra. 4,000. From Maharashtra. To all the 4,000 from Maharashtra, four times multi-million fold remembrance. Congratulations. Four times. You did a very good thing of becoming the Sevadaris this time. In every group, the Sevadaris have their own. It's a beauty of every group to have its own Sevadaris. Because when you have a special task of being a Sevadari, you get a golden chance to come in the midst of the whole divine family. You get a chance, don't you? Otherwise, who will know from where you are, whether you are from Maharashtra or Andhra? It's only because you are in the Sevadhari group that you got a chance of doing service, becoming a Sevadhari. You come in the midst of the whole family, in the midst of the dadis and the dadas. You come in front of them, the senior brothers and senior sisters, you come in front of them, dadis and the dadas. So, and you also feel happy to be that, is it not? Why you feel happy? See, when you serve in the centers, how many do you serve in your centers? Okay, maybe 50 students in the center, 100 students. But here when you serve, there are thousands whom you serve. And in return of the thousands you serve, you get the blessings, you know, the blessings which you receive from those whom you serve, because they tell you, you served very well, you served very well, so like they bless you from the heart. These blessings give you immediate happiness, that is, give you happiness in the present, and then it also accumulates for the future, so there's double benefit. Therefore, you got the fruit of the service you did by getting happiness, and you also accumulated for the future. So it was double benefit, was it not? Majority, all the souls, all the zones have now got the practice of serving here. You did a good thing, congratulations. Muniben is telling Baba that day after tomorrow there is a surrender ceremony of 100 kumaris. 100 kumaris are going to, there they are standing up. All the 100 are here? 100 kumaris, they are going to have this surrender ceremony day after tomorrow. The Lokik relatives are also here maybe. Those who are in Gyan, they are here, and those who are not in Gyan, they'll come tomorrow. So Baba is telling everyone, look behind, see these kumaris, they are going to, and Baba is telling those who are turning the TV cameras, Baba is saying, show these kumaris to everyone on the television. So 100 kumaris of Maharashtra going to have the surrender ceremony day after tomorrow. Of course, you all are surrendered anyway, but you'll be stamped as surrendered, dedicated to Baba. It'll be a strong stamp, won't it be? Because it'll come from the Almighty Government, and that stamp which the Almighty Government stamps cannot be erased. Are you sure? It's going to be firm, very strong stamp. Yes, and they are waving at Baba. Those kumaris who think, yes, Baba, it's pakka. It's very strong, very strong. Raise your hand. Wave to Baba, and they're all waving to Baba. Very pakka, very strong, yes. Yes, you are called Maharashtra. Maha means great, and great province, Rashtra, province or state. So you'll show some greatness, won't you? Therefore, multi-million, billion, trillion times, congratulations. Sit down. About 10,000 Brahmins have come from all over India, and about 700 double foreigners, so it's the hall is quite full. And Baba continues, okay, now in 1 second, Baby Baba is going to perform the drill. Within 1 second, now, in 1 second, stabilize your mind and send your vibrations to those souls where the earthquake took place, and become angels, and through your flying stage, give vibrations of peace, power, and satisfaction the sakash of these three, peace, power, and satisfaction. In a second, travel there to that place in Bhuj in western India where this devastating earthquake took place, and in a second just travel there in your angelic form and give peace, power, satisfaction to all the departed souls as well as to the suffering people there. Everyone goes into deep silence, and I'm sure all those who are getting this transmission, wherever you are, in whichever part of the world, are also doing the same. What a powerful atmosphere here. to all the children who make their spiritual facilities ever ready for use. The facilities which have been given by Bap Dada, ever ready in use. To such self-sovereigns who are always, who in their angelic forms fly in all four directions and give sakash to all the souls around, to such shakti form souls who are always clean and clear and honest in their hearts. The fearless ones who are in their incorporeal stage, who experience the incorporeal stage, to such world benefactors, world transformers, souls, Bap Dadas, love, remembrance, and namaste, salutations.